on BBC One tonight at 9 o'clock. There's an hour-long programme following Carl Frampton's road to Windsor Park, charting the progress of preparations for the big fight that was held last month. Here's a little sneak peek of what to expect.
Carl the Jackal Frampton!
Carl Frampton has won his WBA featherweight title against the Mexican Leo Santa Cruz in
New
York.
A performance that has taken the boxing world by storm.
Only fighter so far from Northern Ireland to have won world titles in two weight divisions.
I regard it as one of the hottest properties in boxing.
Carl Frampton suffered the first defeat of his professional career early this morning in Las Vegas.
People lose something in sports about how you come back. And I believe I can come back stronger.
Frampton has announced that he's parted company with manager Barry McGuigan and Cyclone Promotions.
Now, he wants his world title back.
Negotiations are already underway for Carl Frampton to fight Windsor Park in August.
There's not a man on this planet that's going to beat me at Windsor Park.
I've wanted this for a long time. And it's going to be my homecoming, and I'm going to do the business.
Well, Carl is with us this morning. Good morning, Carl.
How you doing, Stephen?
Doing okay, thank you. It was always your dream then, the fight at Windsor Park, and sometimes dreams, when they become reality, don't feel the same. What did it feel like?
It felt amazing, surreal. I remember walking out and to the ring and kind of sounded a bit like, I don't know, I was just watching myself on the screen going in and smiling, almost as if I loved myself, but... It was good.
You looked emotional when you were standing waiting to come into the ring.
I think you are in any fight. You know, you're feeling. There's a lot of emotions running through your mind, but particularly for that one, just to be there and seeing that it was jam packed. You know, filled to the rafters, and they were all there to support me, and they were cheering me on. And I was emotional, but I had my mind on the game and. I'm ready to do the business.
And there was pressure, Carl, wasn't there? Maybe slightly different than other fights because, you know, you don't want to lose at Windsor Park.
Yeah, there was loads of pressure. But the thing is, Stephen, there always is pressure on me. And I think in fights, example, against Leo Santa Cruz, I wasn't expected to win that fight. There was, you know, the bookies had him an overwhelming favourite. There's less pressure, but, you know, being at Windsor Park and being against an opponent who people were just expecting me to wipe out and beat up, that brings a different type of pressure. And but I believe I can handle it well. And I always like to think that for the most, I can perform under the pressure.
Do you ever wobble in private moments? Like when that pressure, does the pressure ever get to you where you start doubting yourself?
I think there's always little doubts. Pop into people's heads, but it's about how you deal with it and what to do with them. And as long as they, you know, quickly go out of your head, then you should be all right. It's something that I've been seeing a sports psychologist the last couple of fights, and it's something that we've talked about. And I don't believe there's a professional athlete on the planet that doesn't get doubts at some point, but it's about how you control them, really.
And would those doubts be simply about you're not going to win, or what would the doubts be?
It's stupid, like... You know, sportsmen are daft. Like I have not overly superstitious, but like when you doubt about, you know, what if I don't win? What happens? Or I shouldn't have done this. If you've done something 2 weeks, you missed a training session. Oh, I shouldn't have missed that training session 2 weeks ago. And all these wee things start creeping into your head. But like for example, the lights in my hotel have to be turned off in the hotel room before I leave. To go, so that would be a massive doubt. If I left the hotel room in the Europa Hotel and the lights were still on in the room, that would be doing my hair in the
really
room.
Why?
Yeah, it's just straight, I haven't a clue, but that's just that's one wee thing I have.
And when you say, it's interesting, you say you're seeing a sports psychologist, and many top athletes do. What can they do for you? Like, what are you? It's surely all down to you and your training and your self-belief. What can a stranger who is a sports psychologist do?
Well, they just kind of, they talk about why you're in this position that you are, and have you believing that you're here. And it's there's no something to do with luck or it's all through hard work. They have you fully focused on getting the job done and taking one fight at a time. But it's something that I used to do it as an amateur and see a sports psychologist, and it was always something that I was very interested in, and I enjoyed it, and I felt like it benefited me as an amateur. But in them situations, you've done it then in a collective, so there was maybe 10 or 12 of you speaking to one guy, but I'm doing it one-to-one now, and I feel like it's definitely beneficial for me.
And is that about self-belief then, Carl? Or...
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I would say it's a bit of that, and obviously it was the last few years the last sort of year and a half wasn't a great year for me, and you know, people were doubting me, and people were thinking that I was finished and done, but so a lot of it was to do with that, and he kind of just helping to reassure me that I'm not, you know.
I'm interested in that whole world of psychology. Does it take long to?
It depends. There's no time frame. He would there's a guy called Dr. Mark Elliott, and he would come out to my house. And he said sometimes it would run over 2 hours, and you're just talking and you're writing things down, and something that he's made me do was keep a diary and record everything I've been doing in training. It's just kind of reassurance, and you can go over it, and then you can reevaluate at the end of the camp and look at what you've done in camp. So sometimes you'd be done in, you know, in an hour. Sometimes it would run over for 2 hours. But it's good. I enjoy it.
And you mentioned the last year and a half yourself there being a difficult time. Is that has that been the most difficult time of your life?
I don't know. It's a hard one to say. It was difficult. I think that obviously a lot of stuff going on in the background, and you know, people are talking and saying things, but they don't really know what is going on. So, and everyone, they need to have an opinion on these things. But yeah, it was.
And
it
do
was
you care? Or are you able to block that out?
No, well, that's another thing I would speak to the sports psychologist about. To do, you know, I would be a person that it would annoy me. You know, things that people say for a while, and then I'd forget about it. But instantly, when you read, you know, someone saying something that they shouldn't be saying or just talking nonsense, and sometimes it annoys me, but it's quickly forgotten about.
Let's leave the court process with Barry McGuigan for the court to decide, and that's the right thing to do.
Of course, yeah.
In that case. But anybody involved in any legal case, there's a lot of money, there's a lot of pressure we've talked about today, and it comes down ultimately to a decision that could go for or against you.
Yeah.
What's that pressure like? Is it scary going into a legal process?
No, not for me. I genuinely, I'm not frightened. I'm not nervous. And I believe that what's going to happen is the court will fairly rule in my favour.
And the documentary, Carl, on BBC One tonight at 9 o'clock, how did that come about, and what do we expect to see?
I was approached and asked about doing this, and I'd done a documentary with the company before, Tom Magnus from Ad Hoc Films. And he'd done the three-piece one that was on around the Las Vegas fight, and the McGuigans were involved, and I was involved too, obviously. So I got to know Tom pretty well, and you know, when it was put to me about doing this, I agreed, and Tom's a, you know, a friend of mine now, and it was good. It's interesting, you know. It's just I think people get a real insight into what it's like, you know, the life of a professional athlete. What goes on behind the scenes. People just think you show up and you fight on the night and you win or you lose, but there's a lot more to it than that, obviously, and people get to see that.
Are the stars of this going to be your family rather than you?
What's that again?
Are the stars of this going to be your family? Are they
in
it much?
Yeah, the wee man and the wee girl as well are in it a little bit, but we're all in it. You know, the boys who I train with and the boys who I live with when I'm in training camp in Manchester as well, everyone makes an appearance. Paddy Barnes is featured pretty heavily in it as well, so... I'm very, very happy with it.
And you talk about your children there, Carl. As you go on, and you know, we all get older in life. That's the way it works. What's your vision for your for the type of dad you want to be? Like, what are you? What's in your head about?
I want to be someone that the kids are proud of, and I've always said that. Like, you know, when they're 15, 16, when they're 20 years old, when they're 30 years old, they're speaking fondly of their old man, and they're proud of him, and that's, and they see me as a good dad, and that's it really. But I want them to be proud of me, and I think they are, especially my wee girl. My wee man doesn't really know what's going on. He's still a bit young, but my little girl, yeah, she's very proud.
Do you worry about old age? Because part of being a boxer, it's about youth, it's about vitality. Do you worry about getting older and what you'll do next?
I was feeling like, you know, a couple of years ago, I was constantly injured and having little niggles and probably training a little bit too much. And I was thinking, I think I'm getting old here. I feel like I'm approaching the end. But I've changed things in training now, teaming up with Jamie Moore, and I feel like I'm training smarter, and I feel like as good as I was when I was, you know, 21 years old, and that's the truth. I genuinely believe
But
that.
Like, what will you do when you're in your 40s and your 50s?
I haven't a clue.
And you haven't thought about that?
Nah, not really. I get a bit of commentary roles every now and again, and you know, that's a pretty easy way to earn a living. It doesn't come that often, but doing stuff like that, you're just saying what you see, really. And I believe I know what I'm talking about when it comes to boxing. So things like that, I wouldn't mind doing. But you know what, Stephen, I haven't really got a clue.
You have a big fight at the end of the year. Are against Josh Warrington? Are you looking beyond that?
You always have a little eye to the future, but my full focus is on Josh Warrington at this point in time. Just like it was for Luke Jackson, you know, I was fully focused on him, but I had I was looking forward to potentially fighting Josh Warrington, and it's been made. But Josh Warrington's a big fight. It's a tough fight. But I believe that I'm a better fighter than him. I believe I'll beat him, and then we can look to guys and look to be unifying against guys like Leo Santa Cruz and Oscar Valdez and Gary Russell Jr. And yeah, so I've got a little eye to the future, but Josh Warrington is my main focus.
Is Santa Cruz going to happen, Carl?
Yeah, I think it will. I doubt it will happen over here, but it may happen. Well, no, it will happen. It has to. It's one each. I think that, you know, the fans of boxing all over the world are calling for it. You can't leave a fight sitting at one apiece. You know, there needs to be a deciding fight, and two good fights beforehand, two close fights beforehand. I think it will happen, but I may have to travel for that.
Well, look, it's always nice to talk to you, Carl. We look forward to your programme tonight. Frampton, Return of the Jackal is on BBC One Northern Ireland tonight at 9 o'clock. Thanks a lot, mate. All the very
best.
Thanks,
Stephen.
Thanks, Carl. Morning to you.